USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden will be in Europe starting this weekend for meetings with the G7 nations and NATO allies. Twofold mission on his hands, finding ways to lower food and gas prices while keeping allies unified against Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. Before he left, he signed the Safer Communities Act, which addresses gun violence in the wake of several mass shootings within the last month. Most of the $13 billion in the law going to mental health, but it also enhances background checks for those under 21 and closes what's known as the boyfriend loophole. The president also weighed in some more regarding the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
My administration is going to focus on how they administer and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services.
He adds his administration will take steps to protect women's health. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
At least two people are dead and 10 others injured in a shooting at a nightclub in Oslo, Norway. Investigators identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen from Iran. The Norwegian Police Security Service first became aware of the suspect in 2015. They became concerned that he had become radicalized and was part of an unspecified Islamist network. The incident prompted officials to raise the country's terror alert. Organizers canceled a pride parade that was scheduled. Seven women who claimed that Ghislaine Maxwell helped Jeffrey Epstein steal the innocence of their youth and more are asking a judge to consider their pain as she decides Maxwell's punishment. Maxwell faces 30 years in prison for her sex trafficking conviction from back in December. Stocks rallied on Friday, giving the S&P 500 its best day in 2 years. Overall for the week, Wall Street knocked only its second win in the last 12 weeks. The Dow finished 1,612 points higher. The Nasdaq added 809 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Protests continue after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. More than 100 protests have been scheduled as of Friday. One of the demonstrations in the Midwest that had taken place took a dangerous turn.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Switching to the economy, high inflation is keeping consumer sentiment at an all-time low. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
The University of Michigan's final reading for June confirmed a 14% drop from May. The survey noted inflation is a top concern as consumers across all income and age groups posted large declines. About 79% of consumers now expect bad times for business conditions in the year ahead. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There will be a Game 6 in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. The Tampa Bay Lightning defeated Colorado 3-2. Game 6 set for Sunday in Florida. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.